time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. We really think essential oils are some of the newest and best that are added to the holistic health repertoire. Essential oils are really just phenomenal products. There's all kinds of research going on about them. And I've been a traditional naturopath since the early 80s. I can answer most questions on natural health if you have a condition. One of the first comments I see on there, vitamin B17, Laetril. I've actually talked about that. Laetril comes from apricot seeds, apple seeds, pear seeds, peach seeds. B17, very, very high grade anti-cancer. The Laetril was formed and said to be a vitamin, vitamin B17. B17 apricot pits. They look like little almonds, but they're called bitter almonds. That bitterness is the actual B17. Now you can buy it in liquid forms. You can buy it in capsules and tablets. You can buy the concentrated B17. You can also buy just the plain almonds and eat the almonds. If you have cancer, that's when you really want to make sure you're consuming it. But you don't want to eat more than, say, 10 seeds at one time. It's very bitter. It can make you nauseous, and some people are very sensitive to that. So I say you can eat about 7 seeds at a time. Some people develop a great taste for it because it's that almond smell, but it's a little bit bitter. You develop a taste for it. You chew up about 7 seeds, anywhere from 3 times a day to 4 times a day. You can get between 20 and, say, 30 seeds a day. That's going to give you a very high amount of the B17. Take advantage of that. And we've talked about this before. An article that came out on the Journal of Open Psychology. They're talking about what's happening with everybody using excessive use of social media. It's turning us all into narcissists, according to researchers. The question that, you know, people are asking, are you worried that your friends have an unhealthy obsession with taking too many selfies every day? And it looks like researchers are also thinking the same thing. According to a study, excessive use of social media, especially the posting of images and selfies, is linked to a subsequent increase in narcissism. Narcissism, selfies, and social media. That was what the article was called in the Open Psychology Journal. And narcissism is defined as a personality characteristic which may involve beliefs of entitlement and grandiose exhibitionism and taking advantage of others and talking about yourself and thinking that you're the most important person in the room kind of thing. What's happening, the study involved a collaboration between researchers from different universities, Milan University, universities in Africa. They looked at individuals between 18 and 34 years old, and during the study period, the researchers studied the participants' usage of social media, such as Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter. And the researchers identified the participants who used social media excessively by assessing their visual postings. What did everybody post? And based on the assessments, those who were always on the social media had an average of 25% increase in narcissistic traits during the study. And based on the measurement scale used, the increase pushed a lot of the participants above the clinical cutoff for an actual personality disorder. The study revealed that people who mostly use social media for verbal postings like Twitter did not display the same qualities. But the researchers noted that the group who preferred verbal postings, their initial levels of narcissism predicted the growth in this form of social media usage over time. And the more narcissistic the group was to begin with, the more they shared later on. People were just doing more and more selfies and more checking. It started out where people might be on social media for an hour a day. Then they went up to about an average of 3 hours a day, excluding usages for work. And then many volunteers started noticing that their social media was over 8 hours a day, again, non-work-related purposes. And at least 60% of the sample used Facebook, 25% used Instagram, 13% used Twitter and Snapchat. More than two-thirds of the volunteers used social media for posting images. And they're posting more and more selfies. And you're seeing people, they wake up in the morning and they post a selfie brushing their teeth and sitting down and saying, look what I'm having for breakfast. And, you know, it's like nobody cares. The study is showing that people are going crazy with social media, and it's not actually healthy. It's producing a lot of tendencies in psychology that are making people more depressed, more lonely. They feel more out of touch with society. And yet at the same time, they're using these social media more and more. I think at some point, what's going to happen is we're going to start seeing the government want to regulate the amount of social media that is going to be for children, because it's actually, it gets to be a little bit unhealthy, so much social media. And children are learning this from the time they're really little. It is something that we need to be concerned about. And it's one thing, you know, to check your emails and find out the news that's going on. But there's people that are addicted. I mean, they are waking up in the middle of the night and checking their emails and their comments on Facebook. And there's when they don't have it for a while, they start to go through like withdrawals. I think the people my age, as an example, we don't get too hung up on social media. But all of the new, the teenagers, the young adults, they're involved with it pretty much 24 hours a day. It really is, I think, a hazard. Also driving. You're seeing all these people on texting while they're driving and using their telephones while they're driving, and accidents are occurring more and more. Even walking across the street, even paying attention to the signals or the traffic, and people are just locked into their phones, and they're not looking at really what's happening around them. This whole aspect of using social media to the extreme. So, oh my gosh, you really have to be careful on what you do in almost every aspect of your life. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Any questions, comments people want to know?
Can you talk about why people do not get over colds? I've noticed that it stays longer, weeks and months, with cough and phlegm. Could it be because of contrails?
Contrails, that's, you know, one esoteric reason. Mm-hmm. But certainly, when you look at overall the environment that everybody's experiencing, over the last 50 years, the environment has only gotten worse. And the food has become more toxic. There's more chemicals in food. There's more pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides. There's more food colorings and food flavorings in all our food. There's more just toxic stuff in our environment. You go to the average household and go under the sink in the kitchen and look at all of those chemicals that are under there. Or you go into the bathroom and you look at all the chemicals that are in the bathroom and you see everything that we're being exposed to. Homes are being built with more and more artificial substances. The carpets, as an example, that are outgassing, or even the glues that are used and the fiber boards and the paints that are being used, all of those chemicals outgas. So we're being exposed. Now, when you go back and you see your immune system when we were young, we could fight those things and get over it very quickly. But as we get older and older, especially when you're eating the way that is not as healthy as what I talk about, you'll find that that's when the colds and flus come on. When you don't feel well, or when you're not healing as well, the first thing that you want to look at and talk and do a self-analysis is, what am I eating? What am I putting in my mouth? What am I being exposed to? And a lot of people don't even realize the soaps that you wash your clothes with, and that you clean your house with, and that those fumes are constantly could be making you more susceptible. And then if you're not taking the supplements, you'll find that a lot of chemicals build up in your body. You have certain chemicals in your body that help to detoxify the body, like glutathione or superoxide dismutase. Those can get depleted in the body if you're not taking in enough vitamin C, vitamin E, or the B complex for your nervous system. And you'll find that your body over a period of time starts to succumb to all of these chemicals. In traditional medicine, you're going to see, well, people are getting sicker and sicker. Actually, this generation and the last one are the first two generations where life expectancy is less than what it was for the rest of society. Over the years, each successive generation has gotten healthier and lived longer. Now we're living longer because of medical intervention. Not because people are healthy, it's because medicine has become where we can keep someone alive, even if they're brain dead, we can keep them alive for years. Not necessarily a good thing. This is what I think is going on. I think that just we're being so exposed, and especially the chemicals, because all those chemicals act as estrogen in our bodies, and so they're hormone disruptors. And because of that, we're seeing more and more cancer and more autoimmune diseases. So when you have those kinds of things and you get a cold or a flu, and the other thing that we can put on top of that is all of the vaccines. Now, the one group of vaccines that I disagree with the most is the influenza vaccines, because those vaccines still have a lot of thermocell in them, which is a mercury-based compound, and there's no amount of mercury that is healthy or appropriate to inject inside the body, right directly into the bloodstream. And even the vaccines like chickenpox and mumps and measles, nobody dies from those. You hear the government going crazy and screaming and yelling, and, oh my God, we've got to make sure everybody's vaccinated. The only people that succumb to these childhood diseases are when you go to places that are very poor, in Africa and Biafra, and there's no clean water, there's no good sewage, and you have sewage running down the streets and people being exposed to those things. Then you have the mumps and measles and chicken pox and those kinds of things that can really be much more dangerous. But when you're talking someplace that has hygiene and clean running water, water where you can shower and clean yourself and soap and actually take care of the natural hygiene that is required, you'll find that animals don't poop where they sleep. They're very careful animals, what they do. All forms of animals. So, except for humans, it seems like we just do things that are the antithesis of natural health. You know, we do things that are like on purpose testing our immune systems. This is what's going on. That's why I suggest more and more possible when you're making food choices to do organic food. Organic food is, again, the way to go when it comes to eating as at least as healthy as you can. More and more stores are catering to the health conscious, but at the same time, you're finding general society that's really not exposed to the health information, usually until something's wrong. Then all of a sudden they start researching because mom or grandma or their child or somebody is sick and they want to get them better. But it's a lot easier to practice prevention than it is to try and get rid of something. So when it comes to chronic mucus and sinus congestion and drainage, one of the things that you want to look at is what foods you're eating. When you go back to the turn of the century at 1900, there was Arnold Ehrhart, and he wrote what was called Mucusless Diet. And for those of you that are really mucusy and allergies, you might want to look that book up. It's called Mucusless Diet by Arnold Ehrhart. He talked about it. So you can think of it, what happens when you drink a glass of milk? What do you get in the back of your throat? You just get this phlegm in the back of your throat when you eat a bunch of cheese. But the same thing happens when you take white bread. It's nothing but pure starch, and it ends up being pure mucus in the body. So it's one of the things that you can do. So the more mucus you have coming out, sinuses, coughing, that kind of thing, then check out, first thing is look at what you're eating. If you're having a chronic bronchitis, some of the things that you can do, which are the easiest ways to begin to clean out your body, is just eat fruits and vegetables for 2, 3, or 4 days. That's going to really make a big difference, especially when they're organic. Another thing that you can do is increase the raw food content. You can read about Herbert Shelton and T.C. Fry and the natural hygienic movement, and they talked a lot about raw food, juicers, Norman Walker and his books on juice therapy and using juice. But any good juicer, that's another way to start helping to clean yourself out. Carrot juice or carrot beet and carrot beet ginger with an apple. One, it's getting high-grade nutrients at a concentrated level. It also helps to detoxify the body. So you can do things very simply by adding more fruits and vegetables, by increasing the amount of raw food. And of course, when I mean raw, I'm talking fruits and vegetables. And when you're finding yourself sick too often, you might increase to a 70% raw food diet, and you'll find that you begin to clear up that mucus and those allergies very quickly. Again, when you don't feel well, think first, what did I eat, not what's wrong. The average person is going to go, what's wrong, what's wrong? Instead, I want you to think, what did I eat, what did I eat? Eat as much as you can that's natural, organic, and you'll find that it really translates into being much healthier. Especially when you do it, your kids will do it. Now, one of the things you can do with your kids when they're 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 years old, if you want them to eat more vegetables, have them help you in the kitchen. You know, have them, they want to help, they want to participate. And it's things like that will get the kids involved. The more they feel involved, then the more they will actually eat those foods. Another thing is maybe check out sprouter trays and start to grow sprouts, because those are the healthiest foods in the world that you can possibly eat. They're the most live. Alfalfa sprouts, broccoli sprouts, radish sprouts, bean sprouts. Any bean can be sprouted. It takes anywhere from 3 to 7 days, depending upon how long you want the sprout. But it increases the vitamin content, must be 40, 50 times. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
There's a lot of people that eat diet food. Diet food, diet food, diet foods. There was a bombshell study, and that's the words they use, bombshell study, shows that the aspartame depletes neurotransmitters in the brain, and it makes brains vulnerable to chemical damage from food and vaccines. There was an article that came out, and it was published in the Journal of Traditional Complementary and Alternative Medicine. Study was entitled Impact of Aspartame Consumption on Neurotransmitters. So they found that people that use a lot of aspartame, which is one of those weight loss chemicals, people that used it for over 10 to 40 days had severe depletion in biochemical analysis of neurotransmitters, acetylcholine, epinephrine, norepinephrine, amniobutyric acid, and serotonin, and all of these. It also lowered the amount of some of the detoxification chemicals in the brain, superoxide dismutase and glutathione. Basically, they found that it's dose-dependent. The more aspartame and these chemicals that you take in, the more destruction on the neurotransmitters and brain chemicals necessary for the function of nerve neurons. So things like serotonin and GABA and dopamines were reduced significantly compared to those that didn't use those chemicals. So they found also that the antioxidants that protect the brain tissue for oxidative damage, often caused by the chemical exposure, were sharply depleted. Anyway, the conclusion of the study is consumption of aspartame for a long period of time increased oxidative stress in the brain, and disruption in neurotransmitters affected the psychology or the physiology of the brain. So that's something that you might want to pay attention to and find out how much of that are you putting into your body that you really don't know about. You know, you want to be careful. There was a question about essential oils for glaucoma. Now, there's some really good nutrients for glaucoma. There's some herbs, bilberry as an example, grapeseed extract, pine extract, extra vitamin C. Anything that helps to build the small capillaries in the eye can really make a difference with glaucoma. And glaucoma is where the pressure of the eye goes up. So vitamin E with selenium, but not just regular vitamin E, mixed vitamin E. And that means the tocotrienols and tocopherols and the alpha, beta, gamma, delta. That would make a big difference. And I would take at least 800 units of those with the mixed nutrients added to that, not just the alpha tocopherol. Also, glutathione can really help. Some of the minerals like zinc and selenium, they can be very beneficial for the eyes. So there's a lot of nutrients, macronutrients and micronutrients, that can help prevent glaucoma. I know when people take Prime Longevity and they're on medication, whether it's drops or oral medication, oftentimes their pressure I've had people with pressure as high as 20 and 24, 24 in each eye, go all the way down to 11 and 12 when they're consuming supplement Prime Longevity. So that does make a difference. You can use something like that. Remember, Prime Longevity has those nutrients in it. CQ10 at high dose. It has the resveratrol at high dose. Resveratrol is what you find in red wine and in grape seeds and grape skins, lipoic acid and astaxanthin. And it has 30 milligrams of astaxanthin, not just 3 to 5. It has a pomegranate extract and turmeric extract and cinnamon extract and all of the B complex and vitamin D. It has chromium and vanadium to lower your sugars. So if you're diabetic and you're taking Prime Longevity, you have to monitor your sugar so that you know how much medication you're taking, because you will need to lower the amount of medication that you're taking on that. Question from a caller: are there any good essential oils or essential oil blends that have been used for eye health? And I would say anything for the eye, not just glaucoma, but macular degeneration or anything.
My number one thought would be frankincense essential oil, but I certainly wouldn't discount copaiba. When in doubt, always dilute the oils. So a little drop of coconut oil on your hand, one drop of frankincense, put it around your eyes, never in the eyes. But, you know, that particular oil or combination of copaiba and frankincense is going to help to nourish those. Then, like we've always said, when we've got any kind of issue in the body, two things wrong with the cells. We're deficient in nutrition and we're toxic. So essential oils will help to balance that toxicity and help to get that toxicity out, nourish the muscles in the eyes, nourish the cellular function in the eyes. And then nutrition, like you've said, Prime Longevity, Lifelong Vitality from doTERRA. Either one of those products, those fish oils are super important for eye health.
The omega-3 fish oils, DHA, EPA, very, very good. And that's also for the brain. So any eye health, brain health, they're going to both be included in that. And actually, it's going to affect your whole immune system. So all of those are going to be effective. Well, thank you so much, Vince. I knew you'd be there. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
I didn't talk about that, or really apropos to what I've been talking about, of how to avoid getting sick, how to get better faster when you are sick. Some of the things that I didn't mention, which is using as an IV of vitamin C, using the oxygen therapy, sitting in a far infrared sauna. All of these are external things that can be used and that really can help detoxify the body quickly. I know that sitting in a far infrared sauna, your head sticks out of the little hole, and then you have some zippers for your hands. You sit in that for about a half an hour and sweat. They've done studies and measured the sweat that comes out of there, and it's heavy metals and toxic material. Also, getting rid of your sugar and gluten and milk products, getting some rest and sweating out all those toxins. And you'll notice that you get better really quickly, that they don't linger. Anyway, there was another article. This one was how to get rid of stress in 5 minutes. Anyway, the article talked about hand reflexology. Whether you've had a tough day at work, or you got into a fight with a close friend, or you're having some money issues, everyone feels stressed sometimes. And stress and strong emotions like fear, anger, or sadness are perfectly normal, but you don't want it to interfere with your daily activities. You want it to go away in a couple of hours, not just to linger around. Well, sometimes stress can give you that extra push to develop new skills and broaden your horizons, but sometimes stress can linger over long periods of time and can be actually harmful to your health and well-being. There's all kinds of stress-relieving anti-anxiety medications, even vitamins and minerals and supplements, and of course exercise is one of the best that you can do. A lot of the drugs are very addictive and come with a host of side effects, but one of the easiest things that you can do, they found that a 5-minute hand reflexology massage to relieve daily tension and stress. And reflexology is an ancient Japanese technique that boosts physical and mental health in a unique way. Most people who seek help of a reflexologist are looking for a natural way to treat common conditions, musculoskeletal pain, insomnia. Anyway, they found that a good, strong hand massage balances the energy in your body, and it actually helps to reduce the stress. So they even talk about each finger's connected to a particular attitude or feeling. And we know in Ayurvedic medicine that when you look at the earth, water, fire, air, and ether, each finger represents a different center in the body. The pinky is the earth energy. The ring finger is the water energy. The middle finger is the fire energy. And the pointer is the air energy. And the thumb is the ethers. So you can affect the different energy centers in the body by massaging those fingers, and also by massaging the palms of your hand and the muscle parts of your fingers and thumbs. So it's something that's quite easy to do. It's finding somebody to do a hand reflexology technique, or you can actually do it yourself. You can massage individually the fingers. You can squeeze the fingers, apply pressure for 30 seconds to a minute. You can do it just to the point where you're feeling pain. You don't want to hurt yourself. Oftentimes, when you're penetrating into the muscles of the hand, just remember, in body work, there's a rule, a law, actually, and it says, the deeper you want to go, the slower you want to move. So when you want to penetrate deeply into the tissue, you have to move very slowly. So when you find a spot in your hand, and if it hurts, then just hold that spot and let the body relax into it. You'll notice that you get stress relief. And you can repeat that technique to all of the fingers. It's just a way that while you're sitting there getting your hand massaged, you can close your eyes and breathe. And it's just a great way of stress reduction. Use things like that are just so simple, yet they're so profound. You know, we've been talking a lot on how to avoid getting sick, or once you are sick, what do you do? While there are natural medicines like oil of oregano and vitamin C, and they can all help build your immune system to really help so that you don't get sick. But when you do get sick, some simple techniques, eat certain foods like garlic and onions and fruits and vegetables and pomegranates and berries. But when you are sick or feeling yourself get sick, there's certain things that you can want to do when you're sick, and that's to avoid certain food groups. So number one is avoid any fried foods when you're not feeling well. So that's going to really make a big difference, especially unhealthy oils like Wesson oil and Mazola oil and corn oil. All of those are inflammatory oils. When you're eating those kinds of foods, you will feel that your body just becomes more and more toxic. So one of the first things you do is cut out fried foods, and you'll find that you start reducing inflammation very quickly. The second thing is reduce sugary sweetener sodas, because they can be dangerous for multiple different reasons. One is you're just having huge amounts of sugar that's going to elevate your insulin levels. Another is that sugar depletes your body of vital minerals like calcium and magnesium. So you want to cut out soda drinks. But sometimes a little soda feels comfortable when you don't feel well. And that's where I'm saying you can get seltzer water. Just plain seltzer water and add a little bit of pomegranate juice to that. And you'll find that that's going to give you the same as drinking a soda. You want to cut out red meats and most animal meats completely when you don't feel well, especially things like salami and bologna and these kind of processed meats. But you want to cut out most animal products when you don't feel well. And the same thing is you want to cut out most dairy products when you don't feel well. Corn and gluten you want to cut out. Breads. Now, the bread that I usually recommend is sprouted grain breads. You can get those in any frozen food section of the supermarket. If you want something like corn tortillas, they have to be GMO-free. The other thing is not just dairy products, but give up cheeses when you don't feel well. Also, if you can, you don't want to drink alcohol when you're not feeling well. It's only going to make things worse. So what you can do is add things like ginger and ginger tea, use a lot of soups, chicken soup and onion soup and garlic soup. You can use honey to treat a sore throat, raw honey, a spoonful of honey in your ginger tea. It's also a powerful antimicrobial. So cut out those foods that are bad and add those foods that are good, and you're going to notice that you're going to feel better and do better. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Let's see, when you're not feeling well, that's when you add the frankincense, the copaiba, the different essential oils, the vitamins, minerals, all of those, the ginger tea. And those are repetitive. I can almost say that almost every time on every condition. Melissa is one of the best essential oils for any kind of virus, but it's an expensive one. But it is one of the best, so you can have it in there. You only use one drop at a time. Views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning, Natural Solutions Radio, with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, a traditional naturopath. And today's show is brought to you by PrimeLongevity.com and Health Naturally. And this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be back next week with another show.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.